USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
Today in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a big announcement regarding MS-13.
So today I'm announcing our next steps to carry out President Trump's order to take MS-13 and other TCOs off the streets. So today I'm announcing that we are creating a transnational organized crime task force.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The number of cesarean births is skyrocketing, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The number of women having babies by cesarean section has nearly doubled in less than 20 years, according to the researchers who studied the increases in C-sections since 2000 and found the procedure now accounts for about 21% of all deliveries around the world. They say that's significantly higher than the 10 to 15% considered medically necessary. The study says C-sections are overused in North America, Western Europe, Latin America, and the Caribbean. The study is published in the latest edition of the journal The Lancet.
The Mega Millions jackpot has grown to over $650 million. Now, this will be the largest jackpot in history. The next drawing is set for Tuesday night, and lottery experts and attorneys say, remember, if you do sign the back of the ticket, your information becomes public knowledge. And that cash option versus the annuity option, just over $300 million cash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. That's according to the state health officials. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Naryula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
Dr. Naryula also talks about this year's flu shot.
This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.